Hi, welcome to Folk Told Folk Tales. What?
Folk Told Folk Tales.
Okay, whatever. I'm Juliana.
I'm not.
So you are?
I'm not you.
That's true. So I'm not Sabrina.
Exactly.
And you're not Juliana.
Yes.
Glad we got this.
That is how I will be introducing myself from now on.
Fantabulous. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry I said that. So.
Fantabulous. It's like so perfect.
Oh my god, like, shut up.
You started off weird. Okay. I don't even know what to tell you.
Whatever. At least it's not spoopy, because you were so over that. Spoopy month is over,
please,
people.
Please stop.
Okay, spooky month, October, is over, which is sad.
Yeah, and apparently now we're on Get Weird November. What the heck is going on?
I've had a long day.
Yeah, I see that.
Okay, well, today we're doing weird myths, so it all connects.
Did you do this on purpose? Were you weird on purpose?
No, unfortunately not. Oh. But we can pretend that I was. So, no.
She didn't plan this. She's just strange.
Okay, I'm just in a weird mood right now. I've had a lot of coffee today. I recommend everyone try Dunkin' Donuts, not sponsored, iced coffee with vanilla and raspberry.
No, listen, what you need to do, this is what I got today. It was the most delicious coffee I've ever had, and that's saying something, because I'm very particular about my coffee. I got at Dunkin', and I got a cold brew with mocha swirl and gingerbread swirl. Nothing else in it, no cream or sugar. It was phenomenal.
It tasted so bad, but I'm not a gingerbread person.
That was so rude.
No,
I didn't say anything about your nasty raspberry coffee.
You didn't even try mine.
I've tried raspberry coffee. It's disgusting.
It's so good. Okay, please feel free to weigh in on this little debate.
No, we're not doing a debate on this. You're just wrong.
Okay, whatever.
Let's move on. Today we have weird myths, as she said. These are a little bit shorter, actually. Which I actually really like. We're just going to do a couple of short myths. We got two each.
Yep.
And yeah, Drew's going first. Let's hear it.
Okay. So, my myth is Lycurgus, also spelled Lycorgus. And basically, the title that people have agreed upon is Sun or Plant, which is hilarious and horrible. In short, he could not tell the difference between his sun and a plant. How did this happen, you may ask? And
that is the point of you telling us the myth.
Yes, it is. So who was Lycurgus? He was the king of Edonians in Thrace, and his father was named Dryas, who Lycurgus named his own son after. Basically, this name means oak. So,
like a tree?
Yes, like the tree. So the lineage goes Dryas, Lycurgus, Dryas.
Dryas Jr.
Dryas Jr., yes. So for some reason, Lycurgus had a vendetta against Dionysus, who, as we all know, is the god of wine.
And parties.
And parties, yes. And some myths say that instead of worshipping Dionysus, Lycurgus instead worshipped the mountain on which Dionysus was raised, Mount Niesion, as mentioned by Homer.
Is it Niesion or is it just Niesion?
It might be Niesion.
I think it's Niesion.
I don't know. Regardless, he was like, no, I'm not going to worship this god of wine. Instead, I shall worship this inanimate mountain. Yeah. Which, I guess, depending on what people believed back then, the mountain was something that he saw and could touch, feel, didn't really require that much faith.
Mm-hmm.
So, instead, that's what the people in Edonians in Thrace did. The Edonians in Thrace. So, like any, you know, person that was dumb enough to ban a god, Lycurgus was also dumb enough to imprison Dionysus' followers and chase Dionysus out of his kingdom.
Good. Smart.
Yep. Always a great move. Of course, that did not work out. So, unfortunately for him, one of the followers he jailed was Dionysus' own foster mother, Ambrosia. That's Ambrosia, like the nectar.
Uh-huh. I figured.
Right. So, obviously, Dionysus got away. He was chased out of the kingdom, not jailed, because you can't really catch a god.
Nope.
Unless you are a god. Yeah, he was like, But he went to live in an underwater grotto with Thetis, the sea nymph. And there he plotted his revenge. So, basically, he was like, alright, you you got all of my people because you're saying that I shouldn't be worshipped for whatever reason, which honestly, if he could see his followers and could see Dionysus himself, I don't understand why he didn't want to worship him. So I guess it wasn't really a matter of faith. I guess he was just like, nah, I'm good. But while he's in this underwater grotto plotting his revenge, he was thinking about different curses and whatever to use to kind of punish Lycurgus without just killing him. Because they like to get creative, you know? I think his revenge was pretty warranted. You know, Lycurgus was being a jerk. But sadly, with most Greek myths, an innocent soul was caught in the crossfire. That soul was Lycurgus's son, Dryas Jr. So, what happened was that Dionysus kind of cursed Lycurgus so that he went insane and mistook his son for some ivy. I don't know if it's poison ivy, it sounds like regular ivy. But why did Lycurgus hate ivy? Because it was Dionysus' sacred plant. So he was like, I don't even want his plant in here. This has gotta go. So I'm assuming that his kingdom was also a dry kingdom, no wine, nothing like that.
Probably.
Yeah, so he started chopping at this sacred plant of Dionysus, this ivy. And if you are paying attention, this ivy was not ivy, but his son, which means he was chopping at his son, which is really gruesome, I know. But, yeah, so apparently it turned out that he had pruned his son's nose, toes, and fingers and ears.
Beautiful.
Yes, lovely. But this revenge did not satisfy Dionysus, and so he also cursed Thrace to be a barren land for as long as Lycurgus lived. So the people of his kingdom did what anyone would do, and they threw him off of the mountain that he used to worship and into the jaws of a man-eating horse. Where they found this horse, I do not know.
I have one in my backyard. You don't have one?
Not right now. Not at the moment.
Sucks for you.
I have an infant eating horse because it's like a tiny Shetland pony.
Okay.
Anyway.
My horse could eat your horse.
But why would he?
That's just because he says he's man eating doesn't mean he doesn't also eat other things.
I guess that's fair. But if he ate other horses, that would just be rude. So, as we've said, he was eaten by this horse that liked to eat kings, I guess.
Man.
Men, yes, but he really wanted the king because...
You don't know that. Did you speak to this horse?
I mean...
No, you didn't.
No, but if you think about it, Lycurgus was on top of the mountain, and then he was thrown off, and this horse had to stand under the mountain, like at the bottom, waiting to catch him with his open mouth. Like, that's pretty... That's pretty substantial work for the horse.
No.
He has to aim right? He has to, like...
They aimed.
Okay.
He literally just stood there.
The whole time while he was falling off this mountain?
That's what you just said.
Yeah, but I feel like he might have gotten easier meat. He was already at the bottom of the mountain.
I can't with you.
Regardless.
This is supposed to be a shorter episode. Yes. Stop going on these dumb tangents.
It's not dumb. It's a good geometry discussion. About the angle of the man falling off the mountain. Okay, anyway. In some versions, Lycurgus kills himself because he thinks that his own body is an ivy plant, so he chops himself to pieces. I actually like this one better because at least his son isn't harmed for his dad's buffoonery. But there's also a theory that Lycurgus didn't just imprison Ambrosia, but that he also got drunk and assaulted her. He then blames the wine, and in turn Dionysus himself, for the assault of his own foster mother, which is really messed up.
Tis indeed.
But that's basically it. I feel like that last one is most likely what happened, because it's more on theme with what they would say in, you know, those old school Greek myths. But I like the one where he just chops himself to pieces, the end.
Okay. I'm going to tell something else. Okay, so I was going to say that I like this short format that we've got going on here, but you just went off on like 12 different tangents. So I'm going to give you kind of a weirdish one. I really like this one, actually. Which is not on brand for me, and I will tell you why in a minute. But, Jew, have you ever heard of Arachne?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, her name sounds like arachnoid, like a spider, and there's a reason for that. So, I'm going to roll through this kind of quick. Oh, also, this is a little trigger warning for this one for suicide at the end, but that's okay. So, to make this quick, Arachne was a weaver, you know, like weaving baskets and tapestries and stuff like that. She happened to be a pretty good weaver, so good that she was pretty conceited about it, a little stuck up, and she did something real stupid. What she did was, since she thought she was so good at her craft, she decided to challenge Athena, goddess for handicraft reasoning, smart lady, to a weaving contest. First off, you should never challenge a god to anything. There is in no way that will end well for you.
I do that ever. On the daily. I'll go outside and be like, you know what, Zeus, bring it on, bro, because I can make lightning better than you can. And then he doesn't do anything because he's not real.
Okay. So, Athena accepted, thinking that she had this one in the bag, since she is a goddess and all, but actually, she did not. Athena wove a tapestry depicting the god's majesty, because of course she did, and Arachne wove a tapestry depicting the god's more amorous side, if you catch my drift. Yeah? You with me?
Why, Arachne? That's disrespectful.
Yeah, Athena thought so. She was pretty upset that she chose that subject matter, but she was actually even more upset that her tapestry was woven to perfection. I don't know how that was determined. You know, I don't know what makes it perfect, but, you know, it's fine, whatever. Anywho, Athena ripped her tapestry to shreds, and Arachne, overcome with sadness that her tapestry was destroyed, she hangs herself. Athena's then like, oh, I didn't think you were going to react like this. I'm going to try and fix this so I don't look so bad, because yikes. She loosens the rope, and she turns it into a cobweb, and then turned Arachne into, guess what? A spider. How does that make anything better? I don't know, but that's what happens.
I mean, she gets to live, right?
She could have been a dead spider.
But then how would more spiders be created? Well, actually, how would more spiders be created anyway? Who would she procreate with?
Exactly. Athena's probably like, let me just make more of these.
Yeah, she was like, oh, those are kind of cool.
Anyways, Arachne, yes, obviously, is where we get the name for the class of spiders. Mm. And that's it. Yay! I hate spiders.
And the hatred of spiders is...
Arachne hate.
Arachnophobia.
No, that's the fear of spiders.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. But isn't most hatred born from fear?
It's a little too deep for this podcast.
All right, okay. Well, my myth is...
Your second myth.
Yes, my second myth is about one of my personal fears, which is pee, I guess.
You're afraid of pee?
I'm not afraid of pee.
Every day. I don't know how to tell you this.
Yes, I do. I'm not afraid of it. I just think this is gross. So I guess my gross factor of pee.
Okay.
Basically, this is the story of how Orion was born from God Pee. And I did post a meme about this already on our social media, so that is what that means. Congrats. Mm. But I'm not going to tell the entire story of Orion because that would take way too long. Basically, you know, constellations fought for Andromeda, all that stuff.
Didn't Orion date What's-Her-Face?
Which one?
Hang on, I gotta think about it for a minute.
Alright.
Artemis.
Possibly? I'm not sure.
I think that was Orion. But I think, like, they didn't get to date because, you know, Artemis is a virgin goddess and all that. He died somehow. I think he might have tried to assault her.
He did.
I think that may have been it, and then somehow he died and got turned into a thing or whatever.
Right.
Maybe we'll have to look this up. I think this is Orion, and I think it was Artemis. It may have been Atalanta. No, it was definitely Artemis.
Hmm. Okay, well, that was a journey. I don't know.
Sorry, it wasn't Atalanta.
I know that.
Yeah, it must have been Artemis.
I mean, it could have been Athena, though.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Well, Orion in this does not date any gods or anything, but he does have very strong connections with them. So, it's kind of one version of his birth. There are a lot of different versions of Orion's birth, but I thought this one was really worth mentioning for a weird one. But we know there are weird births all over Greek mythology, so Aphrodite was actually born from the genitals of the actual sky, unfortunately named Uranus. When his genitals were cut off and then their splatter was thrown into the sea by Cronus, and that is how she was born.
How much do you guys love accidentally ingesting seawater now?
It's not just fish pee anymore. Ew. So it's actually not surprising then that Orion's name comes from the word urine.
Beautiful.
Just be aware of that. If you ever want to name your child Orion, think about that.
I hope you guys don't have any kids named Orion, if so, we are sorry.
I know, I'm so sorry. But it was actually three specific gods. So the two of the big three, and then Hermes. So Zeus, Poseidon, and Hermes. Hades was not invited to this bee fest. And they wanted to give a son to King Hyrieus. So they obviously peed on a bull's hide and then buried it in the ground. And from the earth is where Orion grows.
Makes sense to me.
Yep. So some of the other myths on his birth say that Orion was actually just Poseidon's son. And there are a million more myths on how he died. So I guess that kind of answers your question about he died somehow.
Yeah, I'm almost positive. We might have to look this up and just do an episode on it. I'm almost positive that him and Artemis were kind of a thing. Ish, but like when he wanted to, you know, get with her, Artemis is like, "Whoa, buddy, back up!" And then like,
"Whoa, dude, you smell like pee."
And then he dies somehow. She might have killed him. I don't know.
Right. Well, I did make a really lame joke at the end of this: three dudes peeing on a bull's hide 5 feet apart because they're not gay. But I thought, you know, she's making quite a face. God. I'm just saying this was a really weird one. Why they would have thought to do this is beyond me. Why they would all be standing around being like, yeah, let's pee on it. Like, I don't know. But that's it. You're welcome.
I'm not thanking you for that one. My last one is pretty short. And I said that for the last one, but this one's really, really short, actually. This is a myth about a bandit named Siron. Siron lived at the Saronian Rocks, which was basically just a giant cliff. At the bottom of this cliff lived, you guessed it, a giant man-eating sea turtle.
No one guessed that. After the man-eating horse, though, maybe.
Maybe, yeah. So, his name is Siron, the bandit, the robber, blah, 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 because when travelers would pass by this cliff, he would rob them, and then he would somehow force these people, or maybe he asked nicely, to wash his feet. I don't know why anybody would agree to this, especially after they've been robbed. Maybe he just had a weapon, but anyways.
So he would definitely rob them first and yes. Then be like, wash my feet?
Yes.
Oh, so there's no way that he would be like, wash my feet and then
rob no.
them. Okay. Yeah.
Why are you questioning this? I was not there.
I mean,
I'm just telling you what my research said.
You asked me if I talked to the man-eating horse,
because so I'm asking. You were saying something like that was not believable.
Oh, I'm sorry. Your feet washing story is much more believable.
I mean, it actually kind of is.
All right.
Besides the giant man-eating sea turtle.
No, I have one of those in my backyard.
Anyways, they would wash his feet. Or when they knelt down to wash his feet, I'm sorry. He would kick them off the edge of the cliff where they would then be devoured by the giant man-eating sea turtle.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. He did that quite often. And somehow Theseus stumbled upon him and we tried to do the same thing to him. Theseus was like, nope, not happening. I don't know if we've talked about Theseus yet. Have we talked about Theseus?
I don't think so, at least not in depth.
Oh, well, Theseus is a pretty great Greek hero, along with, you know, Perseus, all the yeses.
Heracles.
That's not a yeses.
Well, I know.
You ruined it.
But you would say yes to him. Do you? I thought that was really funny. She's looking at me like I'm an idiot. She loves Hercules. Heracles, whatever.
No, I love Hercules the movie. Heracles was a jerk.
He was a jerk.
Anyways, Theseus for his fourth labor. We might need to talk about Theseus. That's a pretty big one. He took Chiron by his feet and threw him into the sea to be eaten by homeboy the sea turtle.
Mm, very nice.
Ta-da! So, that's it. Like I said, short.
Phenomenal. So did anyone actually get to wash his feet?
I don't think that was his goal. I don't think he wanted them to. I think he just wanted to kick them off a cliff.
And was this just a regular robber, like a human being,
mm-hmm.
who would do this?
Mm-hmm. Regular dude. That's a little crazy. Twisted, but yeah, regular
So he guy. Must have had some really stinky feet.
I mean, maybe he washed his own feet, but that was just a ploy to get them to bend down so he could kick them over. That was it.
It's really stupid. If I wanted to do that, I'd just be like, look, a quarter, and then they'd bend down.
They probably wouldn't have known what a quarter was back then, but okay.
Okay, look, a drachma. Better?
Drachma?
Yeah, gold drachma.
Drachma? It's not drag-ma, like a dragon. Drachma.
Alright, guys, that's it. Follow us on social media. Links are below.
Or don't follow us. I mean, you'll miss out on some pretty funny memes, though.
Yeah. And we're very active on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that jazz.
Active-ish on Instagram. I'll get better. Life's just been busy.
I'm super active on Twitter, so I don't know what this clown's doing.
Clown? You've been, like, way less active on Twitter than I was on Instagram.
I know. I was masking it with humor.
And we're also back to the regular theme song today.
Yeah, sad.
Kind of sad. Maybe I'll just put the Halloween one back up. I really like that one.
That's not seasonally appropriate.
I can do what I want, okay? I wrote that song.
I wrote half of this episode. Bite me.
So did I. I also edited it. Edited out all your nonsense.
My nonsense is fantastic. Give us a like on Instagram if you want our nonsense. My nonsense, not hers.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.